This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. House of Representatives forms 11-member recommendation committee to proceed. Impeachment motion registered against Chief Justice Solendra Shamsher Rana. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba presents two annual reports of government to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. Climate experts warn Nepal is at high risk of climate change. And Ukraine accuses Russia of attacking schools and hospitals. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the House of Representatives today formed an 11-member recommendation committee to proceed with an impeachment motion registered against Chief Justice Solendra Shamsher Rana. The main opposition CPN UML, which has been protesting in the House for months demanding the resignation of Speaker Agniprasad Sapkowta and disqualification of 14 lawmakers previously from his party as the House members, have also become as part of the committee. The committee formation followed the agreement among political parties during a meeting of the Business Advisory Committee summoned by the Speaker before the House session began today. Ruling political parties had registered a proposal on the 13th of February to impeach Chief Justice Rana at the Federal Parliament Secretariat, questioning his competency and conducts. Likewise, in a meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dilendra Prasad Badu, presented an annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority for the fiscal year 2020-21 on behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. Meanwhile, Speaker Sapkowta informed the House that CPN UML lawmaker Mohan Bania has been suspended as its member following his arrest over the rape charge. Meanwhile, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dilendra Prasad Badu has expressed his belief that the obstructed House of Representatives session would resume as the main opposition CPN UML became a part of the recommendation committee to proceed with the impeachment motion against Chief Justice Rana. Speaking after today's House meeting, Minister Badu said the government has taken the UML's move to send a name list of its leaders to become members of the committee in a positive way. Law Minister Badu also pledged to forward the parliamentary business and connect itself with the people once there is help from the opposition. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has presented annual reports of the Government of Nepal and the National Security Council for the fiscal year 2077-78 Bikram Sambat to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. Prime Minister Deoba presented the reports that include the government's major works and achievements to the President amidst a special function organized at Sital Nivas today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister briefed the President that the National Defence Policy 2077 Bikram Sambat had been implemented following its formulation. Prime Minister Deoba added that the border outpost had been set up at many places along the southern and northern borders of the country to strengthen and systematise border security. The Prime Minister further said that the production of hydroelectricity was expedited, relief programs were run and social security schemes were made effectively during this period. The Prime Minister also stated that the government highly prioritised the vaccination drive against COVID-19. According to the Prime Minister, more than 80% of the country's population above 18 years have been fully vaccinated against the virus. Bird flu has been detected in Bhaktapur district. Three poultry farms at Surya Binayak Municipality 10 in the district recorded the bird flu. The Animal Disease Investigation Laboratory, Tripuresur, confirmed the bird flu in Paila Agriculture Farm, Sika Poultry Farm and Ajima Poultry Farm in the district. With the detection of the bird flu, the security committee meeting held at district administration office decided to destroy the poultries and poultry products. Assistant Chief District Officer and Information Officer Madhav Prasad Sharma said the vigilance would be upped on the transport of chicken and poultry products in Kathmandu Valley. Climate experts warn Nepal is at high risk of climate change. speaking at an interaction on climate issues in the Himalayas organized in Kathmandu today. Researchers and environmentalists argued that the snow level in the Himalayas had decreased by 19% due to climate change, putting glaciers in Nepal at high risk. According to associate professor at the Kathmandu University, Dr. Rizan Bhakta Kayastha, said Nepal is witnessing a temperature rise at the rate of 0.056%, while 46 glaciers and rivers at high risk due to impact of climate change. Researchers say the lives of glaciers and rivers are in danger as the snow, and even above 6,000 meters from the sea level, is melting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*14 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Ganendra Bahadur Karki says the government is committed to holding the local level elections on the stipulated time. During a visit to Gorkhapatra Corporation today, Minister Karki reiterated that the government was conducting the elections of all three levels on the determined time frame. The Communication Minister also urged the Gorkhapatra Corporation to make it more authentic and readable and also said that he was always ready to support for its reform. Likewise, Communication Secretary Dr. Baikuntha Arial stressed the need for enhancing the corporation's quality in publication issues. The Minister of Health and Population confirmed 68 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 4,929 samples. This is the lowest number of cases since the second wave of COVID-19 in Nepal. Likewise, 538 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. The Health Ministry also recorded two corona-related deaths today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin, now an international news update. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Ola Stefanishyna has accused Russia of striking civilian targets in Ukraine, including hospitals, nurseries and schools. She claimed that despite strong resistance from the Ukrainian army, there was an enormous operation by Russia against civilians. The Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister also accused Russia of terroristic plan with attacks coming from the air and also by land. Meanwhile, the WS were also said health facilities were also being attacked. The UN says more than 1.5 million people have now fled Ukraine into neighboring countries. But Russia denies targeting civilians, saying it is carrying out a special military operation against Ukrainian nationalists and neo-Nazis. On Saturday, UN monitor said 351 civilian deaths have been confirmed in Ukraine since the invasion began on the 24th of February, but the real figure was likely to be considerably higher. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives forms 11-member recommendation committee to proceed. Impeachment motion registered against Chief Justice Swalendra Samsir Rana. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba presents two annual reports of government to President Vidyadevi Bhandari. Climate experts warn Nepal is at high risk of climate change. And Ukraine accuses Russia of attacking schools and hospitals. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.